Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, talking today with Dennis Butler, director of the Riley County Police Department. And I see our phones are lighting up, so Mr. Call Screener Dave Lewis punching him through the board. And go ahead, caller, you're on In Focus with Director Butler.
Yes, I wanted to thank you for the things that people don't see. Having run with officers all across the country, you're not going to hear any of those stories. This, but you know, being out on my own and seeing, like, it, the when I talk about the high speed chase with the three officers through Marion on a Saturday morning in 1980 that we don't have here, or the release of body cameras that are embarrassing that we don't have here, and in helping with that good behavior that you all have here, I wish we had those $50 Kansas State auto tags for the Police Benevolent Association's benefit to look after the first responders and to help you with those. We could have helped with the body armor purchase. We may have to help with ammunition purchase. Who knows? Our electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. That'll be next. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you for your consideration.
Well, appreciate your kind comments, and you know, we recently had an event here at the police department commemorating 30 years of accreditation, and also received our last reaccreditation award. And one of the things that I said, and I said a lot that day, thanking the community and telling them why this was important, is that, you know, every day that we come to work, we take it one day at a time and try to earn your trust. And there are people in the community and in the country that, for whatever reason, will never trust the police department. But I'm committed, and I said it that day, that we are committed to trying, no matter what, to earn their trust too. And hopefully someday we'll be successful with some of the folks that don't like us for whatever reason. But thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Now, how long have you been in law enforcement, Director Butler?
Last October was my 40th anniversary as a sworn police officer, and I was a civilian police cadet a little over a year prior to that. So I started working in policing when I was 18, and I'm 60 years old now.
Okay. Well, as far as having to defend policing and the police departments, how would you say that has changed in that time? Has there been more criticism of the police maybe these days than there were maybe when you started 40 years ago or somewhere in between there?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's really hard to say. You know, I want to be clear, too, when I say this. I can't sit here and defend the actions and training and decisions of every police officer in the more than 18,000 police departments across this country. There are bad things that happen. There's things that shouldn't happen. There's no question. For me to blanketly defend the profession as if I were ignoring that would be irresponsible. But the same is true to condemn the entire profession because of the actions of a very few. So I have to acknowledge that. But I will say this. I think the ability to hold police officers accountable is changed quite a bit. And it started when body cameras were introduced. Well, actually, it was in-car cameras were introduced. Then body cameras were introduced. And now just about every person who walks down the street has a camera in their hand associated with their phone. So I believe that all of those things have not only caused most citizens to be more respectful in their encounters with the police, I believe most police officers are more cognizant of the things they say and do because of those cameras that are prevalent throughout our society now. As far as the number of complaints go, I haven't really thought about that. I look at our data here, and our data is fairly consistent. About 2/3 to 3/4 of the complaints against our officers are generated internally by our own staff, and the balance comes from outside, from members of the community. that's a healthy ratio, in my opinion. We should be identifying underperformance ourselves and dealing with it before it affects service to the community. But in terms of answering your question about more or less complaints, it's hard for me to gauge if that's true or not. It may seem like more because of all the cameras out there. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, and there's so much generalization that goes on both sides of any topic, and I think that's where people kind of get in the danger of, is to generalize things because they hear it so much and maybe don't do their research.
I think uninformed comments are probably part of what drives the perception that it's worse now. I hear things and see things I don't have all the information on, and I am reluctant to weigh in and give a strong opinion, but that doesn't stop others from doing it. And it's just how it is. I wish I could bottle and share exactly what is needed to train a good police officer and all the obligations we expect from them to do their jobs well. I think it would really surprise a lot of people who think it's a lot more straightforward and simple in certain situations. I'll give you a quick example. I've had people who've questioned why we didn't do something, why we didn't arrest somebody. And one of my common answers based on that situation is, you know, we operated within the scope of our authority and what the law allows and the resources we have. And I said, to do anything more than that would be irresponsible, unethical, and sometimes illegal. Everybody has constitutional rights, and it doesn't matter if you're a law-abiding citizen or you're a criminal. We have to apply those to every situation, and that doesn't always please everyone.
Sure. Well, wrapping up here, a couple minutes left here with Director Butler. I might just ask about the mask mandates. Obviously, that has ended here in the city of Manhattan and in Riley County, and we're seeing regulations get lifted all over the place. What is there anything you'd like to share with us about just generally about masking here in the area and how anything is being policed with that?
Yeah, just a repeat. I mean, we occasionally still hear from mostly business owners when it happens. It's not an avalanche of complaints about them still requiring masks to be worn within their businesses. And people resisting that and then, you know, becoming disorderly or making complaints or threats. And those are things that we wish didn't happen, but they are still happening. Citizens need to know that a private business or a doctor's office or a hospital can mandate the wearing of masks when you're inside. And if you don't, they can ask you to leave, and they could get us involved if you don't leave. So we're just asking people to respect the wishes of others, but also at the same time, in situations where people are not required to wear masks, other people should respect that as well. And so it's a balance, and our officers are not required to wear masks unless they're in a business. And now, and there may be, listen, there could be some situations where the officer has a good reason not to, to don a mask. They are required to carry them with them still just in case. But we're not requiring them to wear them. We're not requiring our volunteer programs in the jail, those people to wear masks. We're still not out of the woods on this yet, but I think it's much better, and I think it's going to help quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, certainly encourage people to use their best judgment and not cause any scenes there. If a business is requiring you to wear a mask, just follow the rules there and go about your mm-hmm. business. That's basically all you can do. Well, Director Butler, it's always a pleasure to have you on. We hope you have a great holiday weekend, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in June.
Yeah, thanks for having me. You do the same, and we'll see you next month.
All right, sounds good. Dennis Butler, again, director from the Riley County Police Department, joining us here on In Focus, and that's going to wrap up our program. And also the month of May here on In Focus, we do have a couple of guests we'll have on Memorial Day. Ben Jedlicka, Levi Gantenbein from Tuttle Creek State Park and Kansas Wildlife Parks and Tourism will join us talking about Memorial Day activities on Monday's show. We'll also hear from Robin Cole, director of the Pawnee Mental Health Services. actually spoke to her yesterday. That is up online at newsradiokman.com. Of course, we didn't have In Focus yesterday because of baseball, but that is up. You can listen to it on demand. We'll also air it Monday during In Focus.